Blackstone Audio presents Elude by Rachel Van Dyken. This book is read by Tom Taylorson and Amy McFadden.
Prologue. Sergio. The fluorescent lights burned my eyes. I blinked them rapidly, thinking it would make the stinging go away, but it only made everything worse. The pain was indescribable, like someone had broken my body in half, repaired it, and then repeated the process.
He's not going to make it.
I recognized the voice. It was Nixon's. Why the hell was Nixon there? Wasn't he dead? No, wait, that was me. I'd taken that bullet. Memories of the past few days flashed across my line of vision, causing a searing headache to build at my temples. The fight, the gunshots, the agreement, my wife. Tears burned the back of my eyes. Wife.
I'll do it, I'm a match.
I gripped her hand firmly in mine.
You'll die,
Tex whispered.
Your body, it's too weak from everything else. We're running out of time.
I screamed, my voice hoarse, eyes frantic.
Do it now.
No.
She wrapped her frail arms around my neck.
No.
Yes.
I pushed her away.
If I don't, you could die. The doctor says it needs to be now, so operate.
Her eyes were sad. Both Tex and Phoenix looked down at the blue and white tile floor, faces pale. I knew what they were thinking. I'd already lost too much blood. My kidneys were barely working, and I wanted to give her part of my life. I'd known going in I would most likely die. But I'd do everything within my power to save her. It's odd, when you face death every day, when you elude it, when you finally come to terms with the fact that you won't be on Earth for forever. That's when you think you're at peace. I thought I was okay with dying. Until I met her. And then I was faced with someone else's death every damn day. It's harder. People don't tell you that. It's one thing to come to terms with your own mortality. It's quite another to stare down death of the one you love, knowing there is nothing in this world that will stop it. My vision blurred again.
He's flatlining,
a voice said in the distance. I tried to keep my eyes open. I saw white blonde hair, big brown eyes, and a tender smile. I reached for it and held on to it, held on to the memory of her, the girl who'd changed my world from dark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?